This is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac with your look at outdoor recreation conditions around the Adirondacks for this weekend. Winter lingers, especially at higher elevations. The southern Adirondacks picked up a few inches of snow overnight, but a warming is in store by Sunday. Trails are a combination of ice, mud, and snow. Most lower elevation areas are bare, but there remains about 4 to 6 inches of snow in mid-elevation areas of the central Adirondacks, and still several feet of snow at higher elevations. Snowshoes or skis are needed above about 2,500 feet, including above Marcy Dam. There are areas of thick ice, especially near higher summits, where temperatures will remain mostly below freezing through the weekend, with wind chills mostly in the single digits. Thanks to the extended winter weather, Whiteface will reopen this weekend, and Gore Mountain will be open as well for what looks like the last weekend at both facilities. There will be some great spring skiing, and both mountains are holding their pond skimming contests. Whiteface on Saturday and Sunday at Gore. The cross-country skiing continues to be good at Mount Van Hovenberg, though grooming has mostly ended. There remains plenty of snow at higher elevations, where backcountry ski conditions remain good for the adventurous. Prepare for blowdown from recent storms, however, and wet crossings. And finally this week, snow melt this weekend could raise the levels of smaller streams in the high peaks and south central Adirondacks by Sunday afternoon, enough to make some crossings difficult. Those are the local outdoor conditions in the Adirondacks for this weekend. For North Country Public Radio, this is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac, online at AdirondackAlmanac.com.